What was your mother and your father's occupation?
My father was a building contractor. And my mother was a housewife. Homemaker.
Homemaker, yeah. I got corrected one time.
Oh, did you?
I was talking to this one lady. I asked her, what is your occupation? And she says, I'm a homemaker. And she says, don't call me a housewife because I'm not married to my house.
Oh, yeah. Well, they use that on TV sometime in the ads.
Okay, can you remember anything about your mother's parents?
Oh, sure.
Like where they were born, their education, occupation.
Yes. After the Civil War, my grandfather's father, they lived in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And Georgia was so devastated after the war, Sherman burned everything as he marched through Georgia.
Yeah,
And so a whole mass of people left Georgia and came down to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Because the government offered homesteads down here. You can homestead 40 acres or large quantities of land as long as you improved it. You cleared it and built you a home there, built you a farm there, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And so this great-grandfather of mine came down and brought his family, and my grandfather was with him. Well, he was one of the, I don't know whether he was the oldest boy or not, but he was one of the boys. He had served in the Confederate Army.
Mm-hmm.
So he was, I think he was over 16 anyway. He must have been around 20 probably by that time. He went in about 16, I think, in the war, about 16, and he got out about when he was 20. And so they settled at this particular spot down here at Picnic.
Mm-hmm.
And they homesteaded it and built a log cabin. And,
wow, great.
And then he married a girl who lived here. Her name was Miriam, I think it was Miriam. I never was quite sure which it was. Well, my mother called it, but she had some relatives that dropped the T on it, so I don't know what was correct. But anyway, she called it.
Uh-huh.
And she passed away when my mother was 5 or 6 years old, and my grandfather got married again, and married Keziah. Who was a local girl, too.
Uh-huh.
And she's the only grandmother I knew on that side of the family, you know.
Keziah
Lewis. Wow. They call her
Kizzy. Boy, all sorts of problems when you do that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, can you remember anything about your father's parents?
Sure do. They lived right across the street from me for years. He was also a veteran of the Confederate Army, and he had lived in Mississippi, if I understand correctly. And after the war, I suppose he wandered. I don't think his parents were living. Anyway, he came down to Florida, too. And he married a girl. He came to Fort Meade. But he married a girl that lived in Tampa. I don't know how they met. I couldn't tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
They were a rather prominent family in Tampa at that time. They were named.
Mm-hmm.
And so he married her. Her name was Eddie. And they lived in Fort Meade for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He was a holy terror, I understand. Well, Fort Meade was like these Wild West pictures you see on. Where the cowboys come in every Saturday and
mm-hmm.
tear up the town,
mm-hmm.
and get into fights and so forth. Well, that's what Fort Meade and Arcadia were. That they were cow towns.
Mm-hmm.
And so my grandfather used to get very sopped up and come to town and always pick a fight with somebody on Saturday night.
Wow.
So I've heard. But anyway, I only knew him in his older years, and he was